The earth can quake, the sky come down, the mountains all fall to the ground. But I will fear none of these things. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Dark waters rise and thunder pounds. The wheels of war are going round, and all the walls are crumbling. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Hide me underneath your wings. Hide me deep inside your heart. In your refuge, cover me. No word can shake me, Lord, I'm making you my hiding place. Wind can blow, the rain can pour, the deluge breaks, and the tempest roars. But in the storm, my spirit sings. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Hide me underneath your wings. Hide me deep inside your heart. In your refuge, cover me. No word can shake me, Lord, I'm making you my hiding place. Now on the day you call for me, someday when time no more shall be, then I'll say, death, where is your sting? Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you've been trying to fill the same old holes inside, and there's a better life, and there's a better life, yeah. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker. And we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, and there's a better life, yeah. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, you receive it. If you can't feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. You need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Hi, Pathway friends, Laura here. I hope all of you guys are doing well. I don't know about you, but I felt like I've been on a bit of a roller coaster these past 2 months. You know, some days I wake up and I think, you know what, we can do this. And then the next day I wake up and I'm like, I don't think I can get through this day. And up and down and up and down. But one of the things that even in the midst of those down days that helps me to persevere is knowing that I'm not alone, that God is with me on this wild and crazy ride, and that I have people like you who are in it with me. So thank you for being you. Thank you for being the amazing community that you are, and I can't wait to see you again soon.
Hello, friends. Once again, Wendell is playing all the instruments for us and singing background vocals because he's just that amazing. Angels dancing on your shoulders, 'cause at times in life you need a helping hand. Oh, my baby, when you're praying, leave your burden by my door. You have Jesus standing by your bedside, keep you calm, keep you safe away from harm. Worry not, my daughters. Worry not, my sons. Child, when life don't seem worth a living, come to Jesus and let him hold you in his arms. Baby, when you're crying, never hide your face from me. I have conquered hell and driven out the demons. I have come with a life to set you free. Here in heaven, we will wait for your arrival. here in heaven you will finally understand. Here in heaven we will wait for your arrival. Here in heaven you will finally understand. Jesus, and let him hold you in his arms.
Take three. Hey, Pathway friends.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for all the meals, for checking in on us, for bringing supplies, and I know that there's prayers behind every one of those, and they're very much appreciated, and everybody's checking to make sure that we're doing okay and making sure that we're okay. And how are we doing?
I think we're doing okay. It's been kind of a roller coaster of a week. One day or one minute we're fine, the next minute we want to crawl into a ball on the couch. But we've had no fevers. One thing in the beginning, maybe I should have listened to my body a little bit more and not listened to what employers say or anything like that. Just if you have any question, go get yourself checked out, talk to your doctor. I think every symptom that has been listed, we've probably had it between the two of us. Even though Rick tested negative and I got it's on my record, so. We're okay today, a little bit fatigued and still some shortness of breath, but you know, that's today, and we're just trying to go day by day. But we really appreciate all of the meals, the phone calls, the text messages. Rick usually cooks, so with the man down this week, they've really been helpful. But we have just felt so much love from you guys, and just really want you to know that we feel you. So thank you, Pathway. We love you, and we're okay.
Can't wait to see you guys soon. Love y'all.
Hey, everybody. This is Wendell. Welcome to Pathway tonight. Wish I could see you, but I can't, and we'll be back together soon. Everybody tells me that my lips are way out of sync with everything else. We're just messing with you. We want to get you really confused and make you think you're going crazy. Actually, this is one of those movies where, you know, they overdub English. I'm speaking in Chinese right now. So they're overdubbing English and what I'm saying. And I'm lying to you straight up, which we don't do in Pathway, but that's okay. Anyway, I'm Wendell, and I'm living loved by Jesus, and I'm recovering from spiritual and emotional abuse and addiction to food and work and control. I've had issues with porn and alcohol, rage and panic and depression.
Hi, Wendell.
Hey.
Hi, Wendell.
So what we're doing tonight is we have two special guests with us. We have Harold and we have Karen. And what we're going to do is we're going to go around the circle and just basically say, during this pandemic, this is what my day looks like. A huge part of what we do in Pathway is we tell our stories. And so this pandemic is going to become a fairly significant chapter in each one of our stories, but no two chapters are identical. We all have our own chapters. So as a short disclaimer, if you're not used to Pathway, if you're just starting to tune in and watch us, in Pathway, we simply tell the truth. So if somebody's telling their story and it sounds like, wow, they're bragging. No, they're just telling the truth. If they're saying something that sounds like they failed or they're not doing what they think they should do, they're not shamed. They're just telling the truth. So you just need to understand this, that we don't show up to brag or to shame ourselves. We just show up to tell the truth about our story. So to get started, I'm going to throw it to my good buddy Harold, who is actually on the clock at work right now. So
we're I'm making late. Taking an early break.
There you go. Well, take it away, Harold. What's your day look like? What's your normal day look like?
let's see, I'm working about 25 or 30 hours a week at Hotel Inc. It's been a big change because we can't have people in the building, and we're trying to, you know, social distance ourselves because our community is the vulnerable community. The homeless people and, you know, the people on the west side have a lot more health issues than people in other parts of town. So we kind of had to change everything we're doing. Our food pantry isn't having participants come in and actually pick out the groceries now. We're delivering groceries on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we don't have volunteers actually in the building either. It's just the seven people that work here. So we're taking food orders and delivering food on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Volunteers are delivering the food for us, which is a good thing. We normally have the preferred tenant program classes in the building, but since we can't have people in the building, Elizabeth and I are trying to do outreach. We're meeting people out like at the pavilion behind Skypack. We're meeting people in hotels where we can try to be, you know, at least 6 feet apart from each other. And we're trying to help people get Section 8 applications filled out. It's been a challenge trying to figure out how to maneuver and do the things that we do. And it's been a challenge for me because I'm horrible on the computer, so I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not that good at that. But good things are happening. I mean, we had four guys that are going into transitional housing next week. We had a couple that moved into their own housing this week. A couple that moved into their permanent housing this week. We're trying to find new ways of doing what we do. You know, we have that preferred tenant program where we help people understand leases and talk about credit repair and criminal history and things like that. And we're trying to find ways that if we can connect them online to our classes, but a lot of our people don't have access to internet. So we're going to start meeting them at parks or someplace and just try to go over that information with them, help them figure out what's next. You know, we're kind of shelter poor in Bowling Green. All we have is a Salvation Army in Brass, and the Salvation Army isn't taking anybody now. So our homeless population is really struggling. And that's hard to see.
Yeah. Wow.
That's hard to see.
Wow.
Karen, I'm going to throw it to you. Your turn.
Well, I'm sitting on my front porch where I spend a lot of time these days. We both try to get up at about the same time we always did, which helps the more you can have some kind of routine or schedule. Since neither one of us are working, we're both retired. Our situation is a little bit different. Our children, most of them are in Nashville, and one of them is here. So we do get to see him a little bit. But usually the first thing I do, I get my tea made, and because I don't drink coffee, and I come on the porch and try to start my daily. I had a Bible reading and Devo books that I've used for years. And then I've always done that. I found something that really hits home or whatever. And so I started a pathway chain with some of our friends on it. And I find whatever I'm reading that speaks to me, and I hope it speaks to other people. Sometimes it's about what's going on in the world right now and things that give us hope and stuff. And then sometimes it's just something funny or something that, you know, I don't think people need to hear that all the time. So, or just something that's just uplifting and, you know, gets us thinking about something else. And so I take a picture of it and I send it. And then a lot of times people just comment on it, and then people have done the same for me, which is helpful. Like, anytime they find something, and we just kind of exchange that. So we usually daily, we have some kind of connection with, could be with several people, could be with one or two, or somebody doesn't see it till nighttime and then it kind of starts again. So I think that's my way of staying, since we can't be together. It's kind of, we don't Zoom, but we're together with texting and with inspirational messages and stuff that keeps us connected. That's in the morning. And then, I don't know, Gary and I try to walk and get outside as much as we can. We've done a lot of outside work and a lot of inside work. Those things that you say, oh, if I just didn't have to work so hard, I would do that. So we do
a lot of cabinets cleaning out, a lot of closets, and we're going to start kitchen renovation, I think. I don't know. That's the biggest deal we're going to tackle. Gary's cleaned out the garage and worked on the barn, so. But then we did a lot of just Zooming and house party and do stuff with our kids. And I was talking about from a grandparent's perspective, it's been so hard just to see them on FaceTime because a four-year-old and a one-year-old doesn't like to just look at, you know, they're wanting to run and show you something and you're like, wait, come back. But I told Wendell this morning, my kids that are in Nashville, my son and the two grandbabies, they had that storm in Nashville last weekend and the power was out. So we just kind of talked about it and prayed about it and said, you know, we've been apart for 2 months and they need us and they need a place to stay. So, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we're trying to be kind of careful, but it's hard with little ones. So it's been so nice just to have bodies in the house besides Gary. So we've got our babies and, you know, our son and his wife, and they're trying to work from home. So we're trying to balance watching the boys while they can do some work finally in peace. There's an airplane going over. But I'm a very social, Gary says that all the time, a little more than he is. He likes being at home. It's hard for me. I mean, once I get some stuff done, then I'm ready to get out. And sometimes we just get out and drive. We go to Mammoth Cave and walk, or go over to the lake, and their hiking trails are still open. So it's a little bit different. I can't imagine trying to work and watch kids and, you know, trying to do anything from home like you all do. So yeah, we're in a little bit different position, but I miss everybody so much. And mm-hmm. So it's nice to, and I was going to say, if you would like to be on some kind of a feed, you can get in contact with me or somebody, you know, if you're saying, well, I would like to be on that, well, just let me know and we'll figure it out. And some people just call and say, I've had an awful day and I'm doing really bad today. I was doing really good yesterday, but today I'm having a hard time. And so that's when we jump in and everybody tries to give words of encouragement. Don't give up. And we're praying for you and stuff like that. So, you know, especially people that are alone, I can't imagine. It's, you know, it's gotta be hard, but that's kind of what I do every day for a while. So, and it's working, and I just can't wait to get back together where we can actually hug and be together. So, but don't do this alone is all I can tell you. If you just want to call and, you know, talk to somebody and rant and rave if you need to, we're okay with that. We all have those days. We're none of us, you know, it's okay not to be okay.
Yep.
So I sound like I'm okay every day and I do that and everything is great, but I have my pity parties and my crying time. So, and that's part of it. And God knows that. And he's going to be there when I get done. And he says, just get it out and get it over with. And then, you know, try to just don't stay there. So reach out if you can. All right. Yeah. I'll miss y'all. Back to you, Lewis, I think. Am I supposed to throw it back?
Yep. I'm Lewis. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus. And I'm in recovery for racial and physical abuse when I was a kid. And I struggle with anger and trust and anxiety.
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
I guess mine's a little different because I come to work every day. What I'm doing at work has changed significantly. I still get the blessing of coming to work to the office, because that's where all my video gear is. I can't work from home. We just don't have the space for me to bring home my entire office. And plus I'd be here as much as I was there, anyway. But so for me, I have, 3 days that are long days, where I'm here from anywhere from 7 a.m. until, you know, 8 o'clock most nights, 3 nights a week. And then the other, you know, I do take Saturday off, and I do try desperately to take a day off during the week. Right now that's Tuesdays because of the schedule and the way that we're pushing out content and developing and creating content. For me, that's just the day it needs to be. And my wife works for the school system, so she's at home. So really what days I'm off, she doesn't care. She, you know, as long as I'm home 1 or 2 days out of that week like that, then we're good. And then Sundays, oddly enough, look a lot like they normally do, with the exception of there's nobody in the building. Because I've been doing church online for 3 years, other than needing to create a lot of the content that we would normally do live, Sunday morning is like it always is for me. I produce the services in that I'm the one that makes sure that everything is ready to go and all of that. So it's actually a little easier because there's only one service to deal with on Sunday morning as opposed to four or five. It's a little bit easier on Sunday morning. There's a lot more work on the front end for those, for me personally, than there normally is. But, and then, you know, I have one grandchild who lives with us. My son and his fiance and their daughter live with us. So I get to see her a lot. I mean, I get to see her every day, which is, I mean, I'll say it. You said we could be truthful here. I'm her favorite. It's the truth. She gets up looking for pops. I mean, she just does. And, you know, so, you know, I get that blessing. And I know that it's a blessing. And I know that I'm in the minority when it comes to that, but getting to see my granddaughter. But then I have three other grandchildren that I don't get to see very often. In person, I have two that live in Boston. And so I haven't seen them since February in person. But one of the things that I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, my friend Carla, who has played with us some in Pathway, Carla started reading books for her friend's kids on video and then sending them to them. So I've been doing that for my grandchildren up in Boston in particular. And that's been really good for both of us. We've been able I read the story. I feel like I've got her in my lap because I put the camera up here so that she doesn't really see me, but she sees the book. And, you know, I feel like I've got her in my lap and we're, you know, having that time where she'll crawl up in my lap and read this book a dozen times. And now I only have to read it once and then Daddy can just hit play again. And so that's been really good. That's been really helpful for me. But, you know, the first 4 weeks or so of the pandemic was really, really hard for me because, one, I'm kind of a social guy. I'm slowly becoming an introvert, but I'm still a very social guy. And to not be able to walk down the hall and go have lunch with Wendell, because we would do that 2-3 times a week some weeks. That was hard. That was not having that interaction was really hard. Not having the collaborative abilities with what I do was really hard. And then just the loneliness of working in a building where there's normally 20 people or so that you know that you can have a distraction with. But is empty now, and especially in those first weeks, there was nobody here but me for days at a time, and that was really, really hard. But it's getting better. I tell people all the time now that I'm in a groove. It's a lot easier. Getting to do these every week is very helpful. Getting to sit in this Zoom room, whether it's just Wendell and I, or even when Wendell does the lesson and I just kind of just record it and sit back and watch, it's been very helpful to do that and get to see, you know, Karen and Harold today and Jeremy and Joellen a couple weeks ago. That was really good for my soul, and is that way every time. So yeah, I mean it's better. It ain't perfect, but it's not gonna be perfect until we're worshiping again together, you know, and eating food together. Uh-oh. And doing life, physically doing life together again. It's not going to be the same. We know it's not the same.
Right.
Do the best we can with it.
Yep.
Thank you, all right, Wendell, for all you do.
You're up.
Yep.
Thank you, Harold.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Lou, for everything you do. Because, I mean, literally, what we're doing right now wouldn't make it on the air Sunday night if it wasn't for Lou. So, mm-hmm. thanks for what you do. I'll just keep it short. I'm realizing that I'm a hermit by nature, and I guess that's okay. This has not disturbed me greatly. It's disturbed me for the people who are hurting and the people who are lonely. But me personally, I'm digging it. People ask me how you doing, I'm ashamed to tell them I'm doing great. You know, I finished one book, and I'm on the process of editing another one and getting it ready. And so I'm doing. I love to write, so I can write all I want. I write a blog type thing for our Facebook, for the Pathway Facebook page every week. And I love doing that. And we've gotten a lot of work done around here as well, you know, just physical stuff done. I got all my firewood cut for next year. And it's a terrible pile. I'm looking at it right out there. Our garden is planted. So, yeah, those kind of things. And then something fun that Karen and Robbie always videoed the Pathway Band. And so we had a cache of those videos that we used. Well, we used them up. So we don't have any more for the music for Pathway. So we kind of rousted around and tried to figure out how we're going to do this. So I have a little miniature recording studio at my house. And so I produce a karaoke, like an MP3, that then I can send to Lou or to Loretta or to Joellen, and they just play the karaoke and sing with it. And that's our music now. And that's just been fun.
Yeah.
Without giving away too many of my secrets, in my room, my bedroom, Robbie and I can't sleep together because I snore like a freight train. So that had to end several years ago. So we love each other. There's no problem, but it's just if we're going to get some sleep, we have to have separate rooms. So my room is a music room. I've got a complete drum kit. I got a bass set up, keyboard set up, guitar set up, everything, plus my little recording studio. And so when you hear these MP3s, you think, oh, wow, he's playing the drums. He's getting his bass out and playing it. I cheat. I play guitar as many tracks as I need to on my thing. And then I put my keyboard on, which you can play drums on it, bass on it, orchestra on it, piano on it, everything. And so what sounds like a drum kit is me with my little fingers playing a drum kit. So it's not as cool as you would think it would be. It's like, no,
we must really
do what?
Sounds great, though. I thought you were in the room with Loretta. So there you go.
Well, and it helps to have really good singers. I mean, our band has the best singers, period. Yeah. Period. Wait till you hear Lewis singing Chainbreaker this next Sunday. Are you putting that on this Sunday?
Yeah. They will have just heard it, actually.
That's true. Yeah. My time warp is messed up. But anyway, the one thing that really bothers me is I love to listen with all I've got to people's stories. I love to sit down face to face and listen to people. And I really miss that bad. So for me to say I'm a hermit, it means I'm not in my spirit. Oh, I need somebody to listen to me, or I need somebody to whatever right now. I'm pretty good by myself, but I feel like I'm not able to help people. And I live to help people, and I'm not able to do that. I
understand that.
I've done a lot of counseling on the phone. We got a Zoom counseling session tonight. It's just not the same. It's not the same. You want to really see their body language and catch their tone of voice. And, you know, if you're really going to listen to somebody. So that's troubled me some. But Robbie and I are doing well. And but we want to get back together with everybody really, really bad. It's just, it's not the same.
I agree.
Well, thank you all for being with us. You know, we haven't talked about anything profound today. We've, you know, no deep concepts, but what we have talked about is this is what my life looks like right now. And that's part of telling our story. Mm-hmm. It's just part of our story. And look at the diversity of the four of us. Huge diversity in what we're doing and how we're, but we're all playing key roles in the kingdom right now. And it's just, that's just cool.
We see him here every day. He shows out down here sometimes.
Yeah, cool. Well, I think what we could collectively say is to everybody who's watching tonight, whatever you're doing, you're probably just being yourself right now. I mean, when this kind of thing hits, you revert to your default setting, which is just to be yourself. Just be that with all your might. Whatever you're doing is a good thing. Don't look at Karen and say, well, I need to do what Karen's doing, or look at Lou and say, well, I need to do it. No, just look in the mirror and say, who am I and how can I be me with all my might? And that's the best contribution any of us can make.
You know, Jason Brown says all the time, you be you, dude.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, it's.
There you go.
You know, four words, but they're really, really profound.
Yeah.
And healing too. When you think about it, you get the permission to be you.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be Karen or Harold or me or Wendell. You need to be you. And that's going to be the most healing to you.
Yeah. And I really appreciate what you said, Karen, is if all of us have kind of found our groove. I mean, Lewis literally used that term. We found our groove. We may not like it, but if you look at us, we're all a little bit older. Sorry, Karen. You're my age.
It's a true story.
Yeah. So we're a little bit older. So this is not our first rodeo. We have all experienced crisis. We have all felt the crunch of maybe not something this big, but we felt the crunch before. So we've been around the block a time or two. If this is like your first crisis, or this is the most grievous one you've been through, Karen's invitation, listen to what she said. If you want to get in on the loop, just send her a text or an email or whatever. Any one of us, send us a text or an email. We'll get you in on some sort of loop where you're socially checked in on daily. Because you don't, what she said is, don't do this alone.
So, it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling, and don't try to suppress it and go, well, everybody else looks like they're handling this and I'm not. Right. And that's a lie that somebody's trying to tell you, because we're all, Robbie and I have talked about this. We've had days where it's when the weather's pretty and you're getting a lot done and you've talked to people and stuff and you're fine. And then it could be in the next moment, you know, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm scared, but nobody else does either. That's the thing. This is unprecedented. So we don't, you know, there's not a right and a wrong way to go through this. No. I mean, but you just can't do it by yourself and try to hold it in. And so just connect, reach out.
I cry at the drop of a hat. Everything's making me cry. My emotions are, you know, they're right there, you know? So, and that's okay too. Yeah.
That is. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I think we've probably reached our limit on time wise. And so we'll bid you adieu. Yes. And
serenity prayer.
I don't have it in front of me. Has anybody got it memorized?
Hold on, I'll get it.
I always think I do, and then I flub up.
Me too. Well, while he's getting it, let's remind you again, we do have Zoom rooms, Pathway Zoom rooms, at 7:00 every Sunday night. If you're not on one and you want to be on one, send me an email and you'll get an invite from one of the hosts and be included in one of the Zoom rooms. So, all right, you ready, Lou?
I'm ready.
All right, you lead us.
Okay, everybody. Grab each other's hands. Make a wonky-looking circle. God. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Keep coming back. God loves you.
See y'all.
Bye,
everybody.
Love you. Miss
you.
Miss everybody.